Picture this. You walk into your office and see lifeless faces, hollow eyes, and shuffling movements. It's like a scene from a zombie movie, but these aren't undead creatures. They're your employees. What's driving this atmosphere? Fear. The culture of fear. Fear is both a powerful motivator and a double-edged sword. While it might drive short-term results, fear leaves employees less likely to take risks, innovate, or speak up because they're always on red alert. This type of culture can bring growth and potential to a halt, recognizing the symptoms. So how do you know if your organization is steered by fear? Look out for these signs. Micromanagement. Leaders who micromanage instill a sense of distrust. A leader who micromanages has difficulty delegating, focuses too much on the minor details of a process or a task, and develops their ideas without asking for input from the team. Employees can feel stifled or that their every move is being watched, leading to decreased autonomy and creativity. Lack of communication. Open communication is non-existent. There are constant interruptions, arguments, and a lack of active listening, listening without judging or making assumptions. Hostility abounds, and employees hesitate to share ideas or concerns. This silence can lead to missed opportunities and unresolved problems. High turnover. The saying goes, people don't leave their jobs, they leave their bosses. A leader who rules with an iron fist causes stress. Stressed employees are more likely to leave. In fact, the average turnover rate in the United States is about 4%, and 2/3 of those turnovers are due to employees quitting. Turnover affects the team and increases recruitment and training costs. Low morale. The work environment should be a place of ease, an environment where the goalposts are constantly shifted and employees lack the support and resources necessary to do their jobs, breeds low morale. Because of this, a lack of motivation abounds, leading to decreased productivity and creativity. Health issues. Everyone experiences stress now and then, but it is not meant to be experienced day in and day out. A workplace that operates from a fear-based mindset leaves employees feeling pressured and overwhelmed. And chronic stress leads to physical and mental health issues, such as chronic aches and pains, insomnia, lethargy, low energy, increased alcohol or drug use, a change in how people respond to others, and social-emotional withdrawal, affecting well-being and resulting in higher absenteeism and healthcare costs. Turning the tide. Transforming a fear-driven organization into one that thrives on trust and support is challenging, but it's possible. Creativity and innovation flourish, employee retention and morale rise, and stress is reduced. The result? A stronger and more cohesive team. Here's how to start that transformation. Foster open communication. Encourage a culture where employees feel safe expressing their ideas and concerns. Regularly check in with your team through team meetings and one-on-one check-ins. Open communication channels build transparency and trust. Lead with empathy. Leaders who lead with empathy are fully present and listen to their team. They put themselves in their shoes and work with them to find solutions. They know that empathy is not one size fits all. Every employee will have different needs, and an empathetic leader listens and responds in the best way for each person. Empathy is a learned skill, and many books, articles, and YouTube videos help leaders learn this skill and transform the workplace atmosphere. Set realistic goals. Ensure that goals are challenging and achievable. Make the goals smart, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based, so they are easier to track and accomplish. And reevaluate your goals on a monthly or a quarterly basis to see what's working and what else needs to be done. When employees know they can meet their targets, they are more likely to stay motivated and engaged. Provide support and resources. Give your team the tools and support they need to succeed. This includes training to develop professional skills such as communication, writing, and video editing, meeting with your team to set goals, being clear with task and project expectations, establishing a clear purpose and vision, letting employees know their work has value, giving them positive feedback, and holding them accountable, recognizing and rewarding the big and small workplace wins, giving people flexibility over when and where they work, creating an environment where taking calculated risks is encouraged. Providing support shows employees that the organization is invested in their success. Kick that fear-driven culture to the curb. Fear might drive short-term compliance, but it's not the best long-term strategy. You can transform your workplace by fostering a culture of trust, open communication, and support. Remember, a motivated and engaged team is the key to success. So inspire them to bring their best selves to work every day. Removing fear and creating a positive work environment benefits your employees and drives everyone toward their professional goals. And everyone deserves that kind of environment.